You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for your support of The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu. Today we're going to another Concordia University in Nebraska, to share a story about a new school happening on the campus of Concordia, Nebraska. A very cool story. And I have two guests joining me today, Dr. Gabriel Haley, an English professor at Concordia University and headmaster of Trinity Academy at Concordia University. Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Haley.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
And also John Raby, a Trinity Academy parent. Thanks for joining me today, John.
It's my pleasure.
So let's talk about Trinity Academy at Concordia University, Nebraska. What is Trinity? What drove this idea to start a new school?
So Trinity is a classical Lutheran school on campus of Concordia University. It is an institute of Concordia, started as what you call a micro school, and it's finished its first year now. What drove the foundation of Trinity Academy was the fact that Seward, Nebraska actually did not have any Christian high school, and so there was kind of a gap. We had a really great K-8 Lutheran school, of course, a really great Lutheran university, and there was that gap that we were able to fill. So that was the beginnings, and when President Bull started talking about the idea of forming institutes on campus, I connected that need with the idea of a high school that was an Institute of Concordia and proposed this idea. And long story short, we are happening.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Let's define a couple of terms for people who may not be familiar. We do talk about classical education, but just for people who don't know what a classical high school looks like, I think we frequently talk about grade schools and then also a micro school. What are those two things?
So I like to use a short two-point message for what we mean by classical here. The idea is that we focus on foundational sources. And so some might see this as a great books education, kind of reading those sources that are really foundational to us. Of course, as a Lutheran school, we teach the Bible and we teach Christ crucified. And so the foundation of all things, but also learning deeply about cultural foundations and where we're coming from, learning about the foundation of language, learning about the foundation of math. And these are what are traditionally called the trivium and the quadrivium. These are a focus on foundational sources, I think is the quick way to put it. And then looking at those sources for what is good and true and beautiful. That's a certain disposition or attitude towards learning that we encourage. And that's that liberal arts mentality of learning what's good and true and beautiful, looking for what's good and true and beautiful, even in a fallen world, but finding those things that God has put into nature and into people and cultures that are valuable and worth preserving.
So how did this start? I know there was, you recognized a need. What is the process of actually venturing into a new school, especially one that is partnering with a university and is going to be housed on a university campus? What did that process look like?
So, again, I had this idea based on President Bull's interest in building institutes on campus was maybe we could have this high school on campus as an Institute of Concordia. And I started this conversation by saying, well, Concordia did once have a high school. I think it ended in the 70s. And what if we did again? And the idea of, and this would answer your earlier question about being a micro school, the idea of being small enough to fit on campus and use some campus resources, that was the other part of the process, was finding a location, finding ways to integrate, let's say, professors. Some of our classes are taught by professors of Concordia. We have a full-time dedicated faculty member, but we also have multiple part-time people, including professors of Concordia, who come in and teach our classes. And that was part of the neat idea, I guess, the distinctive idea of being an Institute of Concordia, was the ability to have classes taught by professors using some Concordia resources. For instance, our science classes We'll go into a science lab on Concordia's campus and use the lab materials. The PE class is taught by student teachers. So Concordia students are getting credit for teaching the PE class. We also have programs like our new classical liberal arts major, where student teachers come in to observe, to do field work at Trinity Academy. So it's really connected to a lot of things that happen on campus. Again, that was all part of becoming an Institute of Concordia and a micro school on campus, was the win-win that our high school students get, but also our Concordia students get.
Yeah, that sounds like a really amazing partnership opportunity for both the university and the students. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a minute. But John, I want to hear how you learned about this school and why you thought it was interesting for your family in particular.
The first question I can distinctly remember, actually, I was driving along and my wife called and I pulled over and she said something like, "Guess what we heard?" And we had just met Dr. Ailey at the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Educators Conference the previous summer. And it was after that. He says, "That Dr. Ailey we met, remember, he's going to start a school at Concordia." And that was the answer to prayers. We weren't really sure. As our oldest was approaching high school, we'd kind of exhausted the opportunities that we thought. And neither my wife nor I have anything resembling a classical education in our background. Pretty standard public school kids. I'm kind of in a blue collar world. But we knew enough to know that these were the good things to pursue for our children, and also knew enough that we couldn't pull it off ourselves with, probably with much success, honestly. So when we heard that it was going to be part of Concordia, I took some classes at Concordia, quite a long time ago. So it was sort of a reacquainting for me as well. And it's been all the good things that were said and promised have come true in this last year with excellent professors. And, we actually live in Lincoln and drive about 40 minutes one way to get here past, how many high schools. So, and it's been worth every minute and every gas dollar for the trip out here. So it was an answered prayer at a right time, something that was going on unbeknownst to us, but it was just the right, perfect timing for our oldest to be here.
What was your oldest child's, how did they feel about having to drive 45 minutes? I mean, that trip's not super far, but that is a bit of a commute for a high school. How did your child feel about this opportunity to try this school?
Well, he had frankly had a fairly bad experience what would have been his eighth grade year in a homeschool co-op situation. And he was excited for about anything else, but he knew we weren't going to send him to Lincoln High School, just down the road. So he knew that his parents were stressed out about what to do. So he's been entirely positive. It's kind of funny. He just got his learner's permit. So now he's excited to drive to Seward and back and forth. So it hasn't been the distance just hasn't really been a challenge at all. And that wasn't, at first it was an unknown. And having said that, we got a lot of help. Grandparents and friends made a lot of the trips and whatnot, took the daily burden off of it. So, but it was, like I said, it was worth it.
And Dr. Haley, I understand that you also have children or a child in this school also. Why is this important for you and your own family to have this opportunity for your family as well?
Yeah, my oldest daughter was in the first class, and we plan for our other three kids to attend Trinity Academy as well. And we just really, take education seriously. We really want Lutheran education for our kids, and the classical model that focuses on seeing the integration of the disciplines, not simply thinking of the human being as merely a worker, but having all kinds of vocations that we fulfill in life. That's what a liberal arts education is geared towards. So those are things that we care about and want for our kids.
Yeah, it seems like a really amazing opportunity for your kids. We have more to talk about Trinity Academy. We need to take a quick break. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. We're talking with Dr. Gabriel Haley, English professor at Concordia University, Nebraska, and headmaster at Trinity Academy at Concordia University, and also John Raby, a Trinity Academy parent, about this new school that just finished its first quite successful year, as I understand. Dr. Haley, talk about what happened during this first school year. What does it look like to have a first year for a school like this?
Well, certainly we learned a lot. We have some amazing faculty, as I mentioned. We have one full-time teacher, and I have to mention Mr. Andrew Block, who has been a wonderful part of Trinity Academy. He teaches theology, humanities, and Latin for us, and fills in the gaps wherever we need it, really. He's a jack of all trades. He's a Renaissance man, and you know, he's doing his PhD in theology at the seminary in St. Louis, and he has a master's. He was a student here at Concordia, Nebraska, and he's just a great person, a great teacher. So, you know, he has been just an indispensable part of this. We learned a lot. We also grew into areas that were unforeseen. John here, for instance, came up with an idea that I thought was great, to have the students build a cross based on our Trinity cross that you can find on our website, and had it built out of the biblical hardwoods. And the students were able to do this with John's instruction. And we grew into this partnership with the Center for Liturgical Arts on campus. And so the students were able to, with John, to work in the Center for Liturgical Arts using the equipment there to make cuts and lay out and design this beautiful cross, which I wish I could show all the listeners.
We'll put a link to the website in our show notes. So I think there are pictures on your website
that? We don't have pictures of the cross up on our website just yet, but we can provide some pictures.
Yeah, that would be awesome for people to be able to see. John, tell me more about this project, but also why it's important for you to be involved in the school in these really unique ways as a parent.
Well, I'm very grateful to Dr. Haley for letting me, because we've been homeschooling, so I was full-time all the time involved in education, and it was quite a step to drop a kid off at the door and drive home.
Yeah.
So I was given that opportunity to spend, I think we maybe 10 or 12 hours over the school year in woodworking class with the students. And that part, getting to know them, our son's classmates better than I would have, was a big part of it. But it was fun too. I think the first woodworking class, I think they thought I was crazy. I gave this lecture. I've been thinking about the different kinds of woods in the Bible and which ones we know they are. And then as the year went on, it turns out that their biology teacher backed that up very strongly in the science area. So it was interesting. Who knows what classical woodworking looks like, but to take the time to talk about, it's more than just go to the lumberyard. It's God's amazing creation, a tree.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we actually started the first, we were just outside on the picnic table outside of the school driving nails and things like very basics. And then when we got to working on the project, moving over to the CLA's studio, which they were in the middle of kind of reworking everything. So it was very gracious of them to house us, and they have very nice equipment. So we were able to end up with a pretty nice product, and all the kids gained confidence in running big power machines. And I actually had a blast. One time I came in with a notepad, I'd thought of all the jokes from my old shop teacher that I could think of. And it was still funny. The kids still laughed at him. So it was fun to kind of fill that role, even if it's not my full-time vocation as a woodworking educator. But it was a blast. That's and then it turned out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the final product came out even better than I expected it to. So the kids are really, really proud of it at the end.
That's such a great opportunity. And another example of the very unique partnership opportunities that these kids have and parents have and teachers have, professors have. Dr. Healy, talk a little bit more. I know you mentioned earlier some of the ways that the school and the university are partners. Talk a little bit more about that partnership, the ways that the school and the university really benefit from each other, and really how that benefits all of the kids that are attending too.
Sure, yeah. Another thing that organically developed over the course of this year was something we call Scholae Lunches. And every Thursday we have somebody come in, very often a professor at Vicoria, come in and give a talk in a casual way, kind of a coffee hour kind of way, to talk about something good or true or beautiful, right? And so we had this lineup of really fantastic professors come in and talk to our students casually. They were not getting tested. They were not getting assessed over this material. It was just learning for its own sake, and that was part of what we wanted to happen in this school. So learning to love learning is one of our goals. And that Scholae Lunch program developed and became a regular thing that we'll continue to do this in years to come. The other thing that we've benefited from as an Institute of Concordia, again, is the number of resources. So I mentioned the PE taught by student teachers. We have professors teaching classes. We have had access to science labs, the new music building on campus, and students will sometimes have lunch over at the grill on campus for a hot lunch opportunity. And so that those are things that we wouldn't have if we were just a small school that just started up somewhere else. The benefits on Concordia's side is we do provide a place for student observations for our education programs. Field work can happen at Trinity Academy, and it's a convenient location for student observations. It's also the primary site for our new classical pedagogy and practicum classes that relate to the classical liberal arts major here. We have a brand new Classical Lutheran Educators certification, which makes for the rostering component so that you could be a called church worker in the LCMS, a called classical teacher. And this Trinity Academy is the primary site for those classes in classical pedagogy and classical practicum. We had, I believe, 8 students, Concordia students, observing classes this past year. 3 of them had 30-plus hours of observation, some student-led teaching in math and PE, so not full-time in math, but assistant teaching in math.
Yeah, those are great opportunities, great benefits to everybody involved. Now, this is a Lutheran school, and it may seem a little obvious. It's on a Lutheran campus, but what is the Lutheran life? How are these kids really brought up and formed in the faith while they're at this school?
Yeah, so we start every day with morning prayer, and we have chapel every Monday, which is, we use the matin service, and so that's either led by a local LCMS pastor, or in some cases, our students will go to Concordia's chapel in Weller, and that's maybe about once a month they'll do that and participate in the chapel service there. So that's the devotional life that's built into the daily schedule. Also, all of our instructors are Lutheran instructors, and they're very good at making theological connections with all the subject areas that they teach. The whole vision of a liberal arts, I think, fits very well with the Lutheran concept of vocation. As I mentioned a bit earlier, the idea that our vocation is not just being a worker, but we are a parent or a child or a sibling, a citizen. And so the classical educational focus on integrating disciplines, seeing the relationships of humanities and sciences, those are things that build that Lutheran sense of vocation, I think, just by doing it well.
Absolutely. Yeah. John, how have you seen this benefit your son over this last year? First time high schooler, new school, new area, the commute. How have you seen this benefit him and in turn your whole family?
I thought of two things in particular. Our son is he's kind of a musical prodigy. He actually is a working organist. But he's able to, the second semester we finally worked it out, he's taking lessons from one of the Concordia professors here on St. John's amazing organ. So just those two things wouldn't be able to happen in Lincoln. And also, you know, he was asked often to play for the matin service in the school, or Mr. Block would ask him to play a hymn. So he's able to build those skills and use some of that to the benefit of the school as well. So that's definitely a benefit.
Yeah, every morning Josiah would play the hymn of the day that we were singing in morning prayer. So that.
Yeah, that was definitely a good thing. And we didn't know how that was going to play out as the year went on. You know, the professors here are busy folks. So we always appreciate when they can take time or add time to their schedules to help accommodate the Trinity Academy students.
Yeah, that's an incredible opportunity for him as an organist to be on a campus with the new music building too, and really.
Yeah, all of the amazing musicians here. Yeah. And that's a development that's just, we just expect it to grow and flourish in the next 3 years to come.
We had a wonderful Christmas time hymn sing in the new music building,
The
organ recital hall. And that was just a great environment for it and a great time of community among the families at Trinity.
Yeah. That's really amazing. Dr. Healy, what about you? How have you seen this benefit your child as a student and to your family?
One of the things I should have mentioned already is our theology course is built around reading the entire Bible in 4 years. And I think my daughter has really dug into that, you know, exercise of just reading through the Bible closely with the guidance of Mr. Block, who, again, is a very good theological mind who also is good at interacting with students and communicating well when they have the challenging question. And our students do have challenging questions, and we encourage that, and they have really good conversations. And I think that's been really great for my daughter. I know my wife mentioned this, that they were looking at something in the New Testament, and our daughter made this connection to something in Leviticus that my wife had never thought about. And she's like, oh, we talked about that in school. And so just that deeper understanding of the biblical narrative and the, you know, God's plan for our salvation, that's been really great for her. I know she has theological questions, and she's able to raise them in a way that takes the question seriously and also gives her good guidance. I just think also the community aspect of it, the environment, just the friendliness of everybody there. Everybody cares for each other. They want each other to grow in the faith and to do well in their academics. And so I think the environment has been really good for her to make strong friends and getting to know people. Not everybody, you know, we have students from different communities. So there, some of them are doing these 40-minute drives
or longer.
We even have someone taking a longer drive to get here. And so these are friends that she might not have had otherwise. And she's making really good friendships.
That all sounds really amazing. We have just about a minute or two left. I want to know what you guys are really looking forward to next year into the future. This is such an exciting thing for you guys, for the students, for the school. What are you looking forward to in the coming years, Dr. Healy?
So in this next year, some of our areas of growth, we're going to add debate. So that's exciting. We'll be using some of our study hall time to have a debate coach come in and teach debate. And some of our students, if they're interested, will be able to join competitions in debate in local conferences. Another thing that we're growing is our great books curriculum. So we had a humanities course, and we're adding a dedicated literature instructor for the literature side, because Mr. Block was doing kind of all of the humanities. We're separating out
the literature so that he can focus on history, philosophy, those kind of things that are really his expertise. So we'll expand humanities a bit this year. We also, at Concordia, there's a new program called Paul Scholars, which is a work-study style program where certain Concordia students are working instead of paying tuition here at Concordia. And so we've applied to have a Paul Scholar be involved with Trinity Academy. And so that student assistant will be working some administrative assistant style duties, but I'm excited just about the possibility of a undergraduate student who is closely connected to Trinity Academy, who can also help us innovate and come up with interesting ideas for the programs at Trinity. I mentioned classical pedagogy as well. We'll have our first classical Lutheran educator certification student involved with Trinity Academy this year. So I'm excited for all those things. There's a lot to look forward to. And it's just the future growth. We had 1 year, one class. We'll continue to add more classes. And I'm excited about that.
Yeah, so many exciting things happening. John, what about you? Do you have anything you're looking forward to in the next years to come?
Well, I guess just more of the same. Continues to be good surprises. And I mean, I suppose by next school year, he'll be driving himself. So that'll change the dynamic a little bit. But no, I just, we've been so amazed with the people involved that it's such a blessing to be able to entrust that to other folks. And we'll just see what the Lord brings next couple of years.
This I forgot to ask. Where can we learn more about Trinity Academy online?
You can go to our website, trinityacademycune.org.
This is such an amazing thing, and I pray that it keeps going, that God blesses you with lots of fruitful things in the future with so many great opportunities. Dr. Gabriel Haley, English professor at Concordia University, Nebraska, and headmaster of Trinity Academy at Concordia University. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you. This has been great.
And John Raby, a Trinity Academy parent, thanks so much for joining me today.
My pleasure, absolutely.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.